Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 105. What does it say? Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 105. What did he say? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. What he's saying here is that the life that I live is guided by the word of God. It shows me what to do and what not to do, where to go and where not to go, how to live my life here on earth. See how important it is for us to study the Bible. And there are two ways of studying the Bible. Some of us study the Bible for show off, so that people will say, we can quote, we can quote, we can quote. No. Study the Bible for your spiritual development. Study the Bible for your own. Personalize everything you read. Every story. The story of the rich man, place yourself there. The story of Abraham, Joseph, place yourself. How Nebuchadnezzar, a human being, a king, was turned to an animal. For 7 years he was eating grass. It should humble you and take away pride from you. That's what you study the Bible for. Anytime I read in the newspapers that a pastor was caught in fornication, a pastor was caught in this. I am a pastor now. I should learn something from there. This man, a pastor, what did it cost this one? Me, I will not fall like that. Not by my power. Oh Lord, help me. Because the Bible says, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. And those of us who have decided truly to serve God, by all means, our own is this heaven we must go. We are the target of the devil. We are the ones that face more temptations than those that are already in his pocket. You have to take note of that. And the source of our strength is the word of God. And therefore, okay, let me finish reading John chapter 15. In John chapter 15, I read it again. Verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Then he says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. You can never live a holy life without him. You can never do any spiritual exercise without him. And in verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, prayer is simple. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And verse 8, he said, hearing is my Father glorified. How is he glorified? That you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See how simple prayer is? That's the key. You abide in him, and he abides in you. When there is a relationship, when you have a relationship with God, then your prayer becomes easy. You are doing dry fasting before he answers you. Something is wrong with that relationship. Amen. You should fast to deal with your flesh. Not to fast so that God will pity you and answer you. I've been saying this often and often. Practice what I teach you. Practice it. And I don't teach you what I don't practice. I teach you what I practice. And I have found that is what gives me joy. That's what gives me joy. We have been misdirected. I want to redirect you. Christ has paid the price and caused the way to be opened to the throne of grace. No. The Father will not hear you because you are coming to Him with an empty stomach. No. The Father hears you because you keep His commandments. And you must fast because you have to put this body under for your spirit man to be on top. That is why we must fast. We fast to deal with our carnalities that hinder us. Hinder the flow of fellowship with the Spirit. That is why we fast. Some people say they go and fast for power. Some of them, in going to fast to receive power, they receive demonic powers. Because power comes to you through faithfulness. I don't know whether somebody is understanding me. Amen. I'm teaching you something now. Power. If you want more power, then you should be more faithful. And you should be faithful in the little thing that is committed to you. Hallelujah. When God gives you a little grace, He watches what you do with it. It is what you do with that little He gives you that positions you without praying for it to be increased. It's not the number of mountains you visit. It's not the amount of oil poured upon you. It is how faithful, the commitment you have. Hallelujah. With the little He has given you, the little money He has given you, what have you done with it? The little grace He has given you, what have you done with it? You see? Hallelujah. There are some people that are gifted in singing. When they start to sing, just sing. There used to be a sister in this church. Some of you know her, Sister Uju. A young girl here. It's marriage that took her away from this church. When she collected microphone to minister, those of you who are old members here, when that girl collect microphone and start singing, come and see vibration. People will be falling under anointing, just singing. And those who know her, immediately she starts singing, just look at her, she changes. You will see that this is no more Uju. She changes. Her eyes change. Her skin will change. Everything will change. She's in another realm. And God gives such. And some people will have such grace. The next thing is, they are calculating, if I produce 100,000 copies, 10 naira on top, 100 naira on top, each one, 100, I don't make money with that now. Then they are going to borrow money. What do you want to do? I want to wax music. And the purpose is for commercialization. He watches you. You will never go beyond that level. And when they discover they cannot go beyond that level, they will withdraw from church. The next thing is, they will go to a nightclub. They will go and join all this nonsense and be doing what they are doing there. What of you, give their brother, give their sister, that is evidence that the gift you had was genuine. When God gives you that gift, He watches. Immediately pride comes in, you remain like that. Go to the mountain and fast, it will never pass that level. I'm telling you the areas you will face in your life. That is why. Hallelujah. Power is increased. The grace you have is increased. Including me, that I am a teacher. The little revelation he gives me, God will see what I am doing with that revelation before he can take me deeper. I know that. Very soon he exposes Pastor Moses Alu, exposed to the whole world. And before you know what, is there anybody that has my type of ministry in Africa? None. Therefore, how can I be an ordinary pastor? Francis, which title? I cannot bear the same title with you people now. I must bear something. And once you start like that, wahala don't come. People don't know why I keep telling you, don't call me, call me brother. Call me. You don't know what I am fighting. I know my Bible. I know this God. I know the little he showed me. And the follow him. So that I will not miss the mark. That's the problem with Christians. When you kneel down to pray, what are you praying for? How much of God do you know? How often do you tell him, I want to know you? You are busy fighting the queen of the coast, fighting your in-law, fighting the witch, fighting your uncle, fighting, and the thing you are supposed to fight is right there living with you. Your heart is in your heart. No manner of carnalities you display. You don't even know when you are off the line. Because there's nothing to check you. Therefore, study to show thyself approved. Approved unto who? Unto God, because God is the director of your life. You live a life to please him first. Because no, you can never please human beings. So forget about looking for human beings to please them. There is a God that directs our paths. Let him be your director. Let your focus be on him. Study to show yourself approved unto God. He said, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that you will know how to react, how to respond to issues of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Prayer bring God into your estates. And the first estate, amen, is the estate of your heart, the estate of your mind. And so throughout this period, let me remind you that there is a posture the Lord Jesus Christ taught us that we should put on whenever we are fasting. Can we read it? Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, 17, and 18. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, that is, rub cream, and wash thy face. Why? That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret, what will happen? Shall reward thee openly. So stop announcing to people that you are fasting anytime you are having a personal consecration with God. Because the truth is, as soon as you start announcing, you become a target. You become a target. I have my son, who is about 10 years old now, and every day of the consecration, they fast, and at the end of the day, they bring report, all of them, the children in my house. And he said, I asked him day before yesterday, he said he didn't fast. Why? That was on Friday or so. He said he didn't fast. I asked why. He said they were buying something, they are his friends in the school were eating something, and then they say eat. And he told them, no, you will not eat. And they asked him why. He said, because I am fasting. They say, you lie. Then they took it, he said, and they forced it into his mouth, and he fell. In his own word, he said, and I was defeated. I said, what did you spit out? He said, I was defeated now. I ate it because he was already hungry. But if he didn't say, I am fasting, they would not have bothered him. Hallelujah. You tell your once you announce it, temptations, trials will start to come. That's the period your husband will begin to look at you. This one now, you want to look, say, you want to talk, say, you're more spiritual than me, be that happy? Eh? 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 Hey? You want to they condemn him. So, as you cook this, so you not go chop her now. You not go chop her now because you're a fast, happy? Do you know that the Bible says, I have authority over you? God will not give you that type of husband in Jesus' name. That's the period he wants to even sleep with you, even if you are your messes. Because you own at that fast night the warrior, and it is that same old devil pushing it. So it's better. And why do you want people to know that you are fasting? Sometimes out of pride. The Bible calls you. He said, don't be like the Pharisees. Everything they do is for men to see. Yes. They do it for showmanship. Just to show. I've not seen these carnal Pentecostals that speak in tongues. To make you think that they are spiritual. Immediately they're even talking with you. They say, oh, Sarah, my soul. Oh, man. What do you say? Then you now will look and say, ah. When will I reach this level? Nothing like that. Praise the Lord. That's not spirituality. Like. Amen. It's something that we must take note of. It's a condition. Two groups of people, hallelujah, that qualify for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Two groups of people that qualify for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Number one, the Holy Ghost is given to them that believe. And number two, the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. They are the two groups. The first group, to them that believe. If you look at the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, He was giving them the word. He was giving them instruction. There are so many people that have a limit. They have decided to have a limit. They can walk with God. Your own, to walk with God. We have example in the Bible. 70 disciples in John chapter 6. 70 of them were following Jesus up and down. During miracle signs and wonders, they were all there. They came back. That is the kind of gospel. The gospel just talk about power, prosperity. But when you go into the depth of what salvation is all about, they don't want to hear it. By the time Jesus began to tell them, except you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, you have no life in you. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he began to speak along those lines. If you read it very well in John chapter 6, by the end, by the time he finished, he turned around. All of them say, waiting this man, they talk again. Waiting this man, they talk. They all withdrew. And as at that time, he was only preparing the people for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Remaining only 12. Because they did not believe what he was saying. They did not believe. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. They did not believe. See what happened in the wilderness. Why did they not enter the promised land? In Hebrews chapter 4, Apostle Paul said it was they did not enter that rest because of unbelief. If you read the first four verses, if I read the whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 4 concerning the rest that was promised them, they left Egypt bondage, but they perished in the wilderness on the journey to their place of rest. Why? Because of unbelief. And you know the activities that took place there. He says, go and preach the gospel to all nations. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. You have to believe the gospel first. Oh, certainly, you have to believe the gospel first. Then you will obey what you heard. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. Acts chapter 5 verse 12. Let's read it. It's in the Bible. Acts chapter 5 and verse 12. Sorry. Verse 32. I'm sorry. Chapter 5 verse 32. He said, and we are his witnesses. That's the verse I'm looking for. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that do what? The Holy Ghost is given to who? To them that obey him. The Holy Ghost can never be given to the disobedient. The prophet Elijah commanded the people standing that they should put water on the altar, rearrange the altar. They obeyed. They did it exactly according to the word of the prophet. And so the fire came down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told his disciples in Acts chapter 1. Can we read it? Acts chapter 1 verses 4 and 5. Acts chapter... And being assembled together, chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, with them commanded them, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Commandment. Don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. And verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But before that, wait in Jerusalem. 120 of them had that wait. If you did not wait and you left Jerusalem and went to Samaria, will you have received the Holy Ghost? That's what I'm trying to bring out here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience. We stood here. What does the Bible say in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20? 2 Chronicles, a popular scripture. Verse 20. Chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness, that is Jehoshaphat of Tekoa. And as they went forth, this is what Jehoshaphat said. And that is a statement we always quote. He says, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Listen to him. Believe in the Lord your God. If you do that, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And I am one of his prophets. A prophet is one who says God is saying. And when I give you instruction in my office as a minister of God, a servant of God, obey and you will prosper. Hallelujah. Obey and you will prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible referred to some people in the church as truth breakers. We all agree that we should go and fast. We all agree. You don't know. When the Bible says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, it is repeated in two places in the Bible. It is spoken in Matthew chapter 16, where he gave the keys to the kingdom to Peter. And he told him, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. But it comes also to chapter 18. And he spoke about, if two of you shall agree concerning anything you ask of here, it will be done for you in heaven. And he added, therefore, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He's talking about agreement. Peter's own is to cast out devils. Bind Satan and cast him out. That is Matthew 16. But Matthew 18, binding and loosing there, is agreement. Agreement. If we agree to do anything, and you are a member of the church, and you say you will do it, and you leave, and you don't participate, you are a truth breaker. It is sin. And if you want to go office, then you go to the pastor. Go to the minister and tell him, please, loose me of this bond because I cannot fast for this reason. And the pastor will tell you, you are free. For whatever you lose on earth is lose in heaven. And then you lose him from the bond. Praise the Lord. If you receive prophetic instructions that are given to you here through the word of knowledge, by confirmed gifted people, they give you prophetic instruction. That is why Apostle Paul said, despise not prophesying, quench not the spirit, and despise not prophecy. Don't despise prophecy. And can I use this opportunity to tell you, to warn you something? As I said, this one just come to my mind now. When he say, obey instructions that are given by, through word of knowledge, by gifted brethren. Listen, Satan also, they say they are gifted, and all they do is to be giving you instruction. 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 Pastor. Pastor. I receive revelation. Pastor. I receive the revelation. The angel came. He dressed like this. And he stood like this. He was carrying fire. One on his right hand. One on his left hand. And light was shining. And he shouted, go and tell my servant. Go and tell my servant. Waiting that he should run around the church 7 times. Another way of knowing them is, when they give you message, they make you do something, and you refuse to do it, they will be angry with you. When you see them angry, I told you to do this, you didn't do it. I told you, and they fight you. See me, see trouble. Don't be message, they send you to me, say, you deliver the message now, you have finished your own. But there is a reason behind it. But despite all that, tell your neighbor, don't despise prophecy. Tell him. Tell your neighbor, don't despise prophecy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are going to receive the Holy Ghost, please watch this. The Holy Ghost is given to them that believe, and the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. Instructions from the Lord. And some of these instructions may be given to you personally, through your dream, through the word of knowledge, that voice that speaks to you. When you are sure it is the usual voice that speaks to you, the same way, once it tells you whatever to do, please obey. Don't despise it. And your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. Always remember. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the day, the hour of the coming of the Lord, no one knows. But this is our own attempt to prepare ourselves for get ready. For the Bible says he will come like a thief in the night. And he should not catch us unawares. He should catch us ready as a bride is ready for her bridegroom. And so he says we should give diligence to make our calling and election sure. Ensure that you are not just a church goer. Ensure that you have the Holy Ghost. Because whom he justifies. Hallelujah. Him he also glorifies. Take note of that. Whom he justifies. You wash away your sins through water baptism. He will also give you the Holy Ghost. Remember, no Holy Ghost, no rapture. If you have not the Holy Ghost, you are not a Christian. You are none of his. And you are struggling to acquire worldly things. Now it is time to struggle to acquire eternal life. For what shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and you lose your life. And why must we clean up ourselves? Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 2, yes, and verse 13 and verse 15, he lets us know that we are called, our call. He called us unto himself through sanctification. The process of sanctification and the belief of the truth. That is our call. Let's read it. Somebody has not thought and meditated on that scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, 14, and 15. Just try to meditate on that scripture. It says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through what? Sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Emphasis. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. You see, if God has chosen you, many are called, few are chosen. But he has chosen us to go through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You cannot say you are choosing and you are living anyhow life. No. You cannot say you are choosing and you live a carnal life, a disobedient life. No. And he says, all the Father has given me. And when did he give you? Give him. He gave us to him from the foundation of the world. And we are the ones, our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. He said, all that he, God has given him, the Father has given him, shall come to me. And this consecration moment is a time to go back to him. Let's go back to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you are going to go to him, then you have to put away all the strange gods. There should be a change of garment, change of approach to your Christian life, to your spiritual life. I'm expecting that by the end of this period, which we do annually, that this church will witness another level of Christianity. Hallelujah. I want this place to be a home where people will come here and say, yes, that void in my soul is now being filled. I want to be a place where people will have a personal relationship with God. I want somebody that will come to this ministry and say, since I joined this ministry, my life has changed. Not because you have moved from one shop to 10 shops, but because you suddenly discover that your spiritual life is now better. You can resist sin. Your prayer life has changed. Now, you are relating better not with God. There is a love of the things of God. There is a love of God. There is a fear of God now more in you. Now, before church starts, your mind is already there. Now you are having fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Now you are victorious. Now you can speak something about your spiritual life. That is the kind of ministry I want to raise up. And all these are attempts to achieve this one thing. A church where you will go and you will call somebody brother and he will not take advantage of you. I will deal with you as a brother. You will feel my pain, I will feel your pain. You will rejoice with me, I will rejoice with you. I will pick you up in prayer, you will pick me up in prayer. When this type of church is established, then we say, yes, this is the restored ministry. And may the Lord answer this desire in the name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord. This is my earnest cry. Throughout this period. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, I pray. Lord, it is. Lord, in my life. But I'm anointed. Love do you have? How much of God do you love? Apostle John said, he that loveth, he that begetteth, he said, love he that is begotten also of him. If you love the Father, then love the Son also. You cannot say you love the Father and hate the Son. You can't say you love Jesus and hate his children. No, now. But I'm hearing good testimonies among the brethren. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, and renew a right spirit. this period. My prayer is that while you are kneeling down in your room and praying, heaven will open and the rain will fall there. Lord will come down and take over his possession. My prayer is that as you kneel down in your room, wherever it is, to pray, that the hand of the Lord will come down and give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Father, that's our heart desire. I pray, oh Lord, that you will do something that will keep us unto eternity, living a life pleasing before you in the name of Jesus. We are waiting for your coming, Lord. May we be among those that you come to take home. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Can we put our hands together for our God?